Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron Stone. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The right fielder, Willy Montanez. Batting fourth. The center fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Lozinski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rick Joseph. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Vukovich. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Wise. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Rick Wise. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Stahel. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Wagoner. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Wagoner. And now, play ball. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willy Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Montanez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to second. Two outs. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph hits a line drive towards short. Wine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wise, and towards Doyle, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to second. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise bunts towards first. Fairley fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Stahel covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner hits a pop-up towards first. Lazinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lazinski scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doyle for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver is walked intentionally. Greg Lazinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazinski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vukovich fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Fairley moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, Expos. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Fairley trying to get to home. Stone throws the ball into McCarver, who tags Fairley, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Bateman moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 0 for 1 in the game. Joseph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0 for 1 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lazinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagoner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale is 0 for 2 in the game. Stale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stale misplays the ball. That's an error on Stale. Stone moves to third. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 2 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to home to get Stone. Doyle moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Lazinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 0-for-2 in the game. Joseph hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lozinski scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vukovic picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Vukovic. Bateman moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Day is walked intentionally. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vukovic fields it and throws to second for the out. Bateman moves to third. Two outs. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagoner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bateman scores. Wine moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Marv Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-3 in the game. Stahl takes first base on ball 4. Wine moves to third. Wagoner moves to second. Don Hahn pinch runs for Marv Stahl. Gary Sutherland pinch hits for Jim Gosger. Joe Horner now pitching. Darren Johnson now playing first base. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Hahn now playing left field. Gary Sutherland now playing second base. John Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vukovic takes first base on ball 4. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vukovic moves to third. Larry Heil pinch runs for Darren Johnson. Ron Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vukovic scores. Heil moves to third. It's 2-1, Expos. John O'Donohue now pitching. Joe Liss pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Byron Brown pinch hits for Willie Montanez. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heil tags and scores. Two outs. It's Phillies, 2, Expos, 2. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Heil now playing right field. Terry Harmon now playing second base. Byron Brown now playing left field. Ron Stone now playing first base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vukovic misplays the ball. That's an error on Vukovic. Staub moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fairley bunts towards the mound. Horner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Horner. Staub scores. Bailey moves to third. Fairley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Expos. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bateman is walked intentionally. Ron Brand pinch hits for Boots Day. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bailey tags and scores. Fairley tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, Expos. Adolfo Phillips pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Fred Wens now pitching. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 3 in the game. Wine strikes out. There goes Bateman. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips now playing center field. John Bacabella now playing first base. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hutto pinch hits for Fred Wens. Jim Hutto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 0 for 3 in the game. Joseph hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.